And good morning. Welcome in to the front porch here on this Thursday. And Ken Cummins, the legend, is across the way. And it's going to be a nice warm day today, Ken. And
you didn't say who you are. Brian Marshall, side bottom the first. Well, we have to get this out.
I know you like saying it.
I love to say it.
So I thought I'd give you the opportunity.
Well, it brings great joy. Does your mom realize you have a new moniker?
Yeah, I think we've talked about it.
How's she like that?
I think she likes it pretty well.
Well, you're the only one.
I'm the only one.
And I don't think there's going to be a second or a third, so
no.
You can just say, I'm Brian Marshall's side bottom, the first.
The first.
And the one and only.
The one and only.
And the unforgettable.
What did you say?
What did you say your name is?
Huh? What?
You said the unforgettable. I said, what's your name? Brian, I've already forgotten.
Brian Marshall, side bottom the first.
Oh, yes. You could have done something differently today, Brian.
What's that?
You could have made up a forecast.
Well, you know, I wanted to make it nice and hot, so.
Well, you have succeeded, my brother.
Oh, I know. And I heard you explain yourself that you've been working outside the past few days, and it's been very, very hot. So.
Well, yes, and let me put it this way. There are those that work outside more than I do,
mm-hmm.
but it's hard on a fellow when he's in the air conditioning all day, then goes out there.
Yeah. Tell me about
That's
it.
That's why I grew up, of course, we didn't air conditioner. We didn't have it. Our air conditioning was a window fan blowing the air out.
Mm-hmm.
With the windows raised, and it was amazing the breezes would come through there. Now at night you almost get cold, because we lived shade trees all around.
Yeah,
but I just didn't think of heat then.
But now we have air conditioning.
Well, they had it then. We just didn't. So when you're working out like that, I know a farmer or two or three that some will run it in their tractors, cabs, and others don't even have it.
Yeah.
But some won't because, it's too hard on me. I remember when we were coming home, we came home from living in the tropics, and we'd go into the stores
mm-hmm.
with air conditioning. We weren't used to that.
Yeah.
And we're just used to constant just heat. And whenever we'd go in, we'd literally freeze to death. And couldn't wait to go outside and get warm back up. Now is a different story.
Different story.
Yeah, what'd you say it's going to today? Heat index like 105 today.
Well, it says 106.
Let me just
at there, 105, 106.
According to math, if it's you round down if you're not closer to the half of that. So
okay.
We'll
okay.
just 105.
But it's supposed to be 94.
The actual temperature.
Actual temperature.
And the humidity, ridiculous. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. Yes.
So you know what's going on. That's not news to you today. What is news today? There's a lot going on all over the world, that's for sure. And, of course, the situation between Israel and Iran, and then now listening to our political landscape and these different ones, instead of pulling together, just wanting to attack, we get nowhere with that.
No.
And we won't. And mm-hmm. and I think that's why most people tire of politics
mm-hmm.
is because of the ranting and raving and the attacks on personal attacks on both sides. And then those that are supposedly the speakers for some of these parties, you're thinking, which kindergarten did you graduate from?
Mm-hmm.
Because you sound like a schoolyard bully. That's exactly what you sound
sad.
Like.
Sad. It's really sad.
Yeah. But what isn't sad is that we have the Jesus Christ, our Lord,
Amen.
Who's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Never changes.
Absolutely. Well, today we're going to talk about various things and give a little updates of what things that have been happening, what things that will happen, and things that might happen. So
okay. We'll
see what happens.
All right.
Hello and welcome. I'm Ken Cummins, and here's today's word in 60 seconds. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:25, "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her." Tom and his wife, Grace, listened to the instructor. It's essential that husbands and wives know each other's likes and dislikes. He addressed the man, "Can you name your wife's favorite flower?" Tom leaned over, touched his wife's arm gently, and whispered,
It's Pillsbury, isn't it?
I've been married 45 years, and I'm still learning.
I know one thing, well, maybe two. Love is a sacrifice, and it's unconditional. The Lord loves you, and He has plenty of love and grace to see you through.
I'm Ken Cummins, and that's today's Word in 60 Seconds. And remember, the world needs King Jesus.
It taps me into what I need to hear for spiritual growth and keeps me on the right path and just feeds my soul.
100% listener-funded missionary radio.
Welcome back to the Front Porch.
Yeah, good morning. You thought it's Christmas time listening to Crowder.
Yeah.
And you thought, has Brian lost his mind?
No.
I just thought it would cool us off.
Is that what you was thinking?
That's part of it.
Okay.
I just thought if you hear a Christmas song here at the end of June, almost July, and it's hotter than Blue Blazes.
Yeah.
That you just think, well, wait a minute. This will cool me off and get me in a mood. No, actually, that is one reason. Another reason is the idea of Thanksgiving. We sometimes wait to give or think about giving at a special time.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the difference between then and now when the so-called ministry goes on?
Nothing. Still the same.
What would happen if you only fed your children once in a while?
They would
die.
Die of starvation.
That's right. So we're constantly sharing the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ right here at Missionary Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And one way we did recently, in cooperation with Cedar Bluff Baptist Church in Princeton, Kentucky, with Brother Mark Fawn, we have promoted for some time, and it's ongoing, by the way.
Sure.
We were just promoting an event that we had in front of the activities building at Second Baptist Church, 720 West 7th Street, here in Hopkinsville last Friday from 4 to 6. We were out there, and folks came by.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, the results are what, Brother Brian, of that effort?
Well, 335 Bibles was bought, $650.
Which is roughly $2 a piece.
Yes.
Right.
And then physical Bibles, 438 Bibles that was brought, and that makes a total of 773 Bibles total.
Okay. By the way, I'm going to give you a telephone number because he gives it out in the public all the time. We had someone call, and they didn't call back, and I had left. Tammy had an old number that I didn't even know that she had for Brother Mark Fawn.
Yeah.
And I hadn't even thought about updating. His number's updated a long time ago.
Yeah.
But he on the other broadcast we do on another station together from time to time, he gives it out, so and he's giving it out here. So, Brother Mark, if you get calls, wake up.
Wake up.
If you are trying to reach Brother Mark and know how that you would like to share something with him or work out something with him, have questions, his number is Fawn, F-A-U-G-H-N, by the way.
Okay.
F-A-U-G-H-N. Some people say, how do you spell that? T-H-A-T. His last name is F-A-U-G-H-N, Fawn, Mark Fawn. He's pastor 18 years at Cedar Bluff Baptist Church just out of Princeton. His number, 270-625-3161. See if he's awake this morning. 270-625-3161. He's already written a devotion early this morning, so I know he's he's up and at it. So that's 773 Bibles, and that's great. And some even we've been asked how they're distributed. Well, let me again underscore that. You can look this up yourself. It's Love Packages. That's out of Butler, Illinois, and Decatur, Alabama, too, I think. And so Butler, Illinois, Love Packages. Just Google that or type it in whatever search engine you use. And I don't have the website right here in front of me. I can probably pull it up here shortly. But they are distributed through Love Packages. And in these Bibles, well, let me put it this way. They take all kinds of literature, whereas we're just concentrating on Bibles because others are doing the literature. We are not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so just let you know, Love Packages is lovepackages.org. It's that simple. One word together, Love Packages, plural, lovepackages.org. And it tells you where to donate Bibles and literature and your love pack, and so different things. So that's where we're distributing through. Okay. And so I don't know the exact number. I know the exactness is important. But let's just say approximately, I've heard Brother Mark say that in the last 7 years, over 160-something thousand Bibles have been distributed.
Wow.
Through this effort. And we're glad to join him in that. We'll probably do another one later when it's not so cold.
When it's not so cold?
Well, you know, we just had a Christmas song. Come on.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I'm trying to cool off the conditions here.
Hey, it works for me. Works for me.
And so anyway, we're going to do that. We don't know when, but it's ongoing. If you have some older Bibles or Bibles that you're not using, you can drop them by here, 1100 East 18th Street. Make sure you come during business hours because you can't, over the weekend, we cannot help you.
That's right.
I hate to disappoint you to make a trip all the way here and no one's here to help you.
Yeah.
And that's just full disclosure. There isn't anyone here in this building that, well, at times, but no set hours.
Sure, sure.
And so if you want to do that, it's between 8 and 4, Monday through Friday at 1100 East 18th Street here in Hopkinsville. And we'll be glad to work with you. So that's a report on the Bible Drive. Now we're getting ready for another project. I don't know if you know what that one is, but it's called Cuba Needs Jesus.
I was going to say, I know it was something to do with Cuba.
Dear Lord, help him. Here is your servant, Brian,
who needs
to pay attention to what his job is.
I know.
Help him, Lord.
Help me, Jesus. But Cuba needs Jesus.
Yes.
Okay.
With Trans World Radio. In fact, a long time ago, we started a partnership with TWR, Trans World Radio, and namely and specifically Cuba. And not just Cuba, but all that reaches Shine 800 AM. Mm-hmm. Now, Shine 800 AM is on the island of Bonaire.
Okay.
Bonaire is part of the ABCs, Aruba, Bonaire, Curaçao, just off of, I think, to the north of Venezuela. And on the island of Bonaire is a 450,000-watt AM radio station, the largest in the Western Hemisphere.
That's huge.
It is. While I was recently, at the first of the month, in Cuba for the very first time for me with a group from Crofton Baptist Church here in Christian County, and led by Brother Jim Gifford. We had last week on the show, we had Peter Wood and Jim Gifford on with me talking about that. While there, even though that wasn't the reason for my visit, I tried to see if anyone knew about Radio Transmundial, Trans World Radio.
Okay.
And it turns out many did. Now, a lot of the folks, just like the day's time, are moving away from AM radio, believe it or not, and are, especially younger folks, they had smartphones, and so I was able to share the app with them. But I did discover some folks that had didn't know that they could listen. They weren't aware of the far where we were on the eastern side of the island. They weren't aware that they could listen.
Yeah.
And so we shared that with them. And so they started listening again at night, and they were just elated how well they could hear it. And then I got five different audio clips and interviews later from folks that I was able to sit down and talk to that I've submitted to Andy Napier, and I don't know which ones, if any of them will be used. I'm sure it will be used in some way because they're good. But I was actually speaking to some people and interviewed them. Well, we're joining them in this effort of Cuba Needs Jesus. We didn't do a radio campaign for TWR last year. And if you look at it reasonably, you wonder why we are this year.
Sure.
Because we're being challenged greatly ourselves.
Yeah.
But I mean, super, more than a while. Mm-hmm. But that's another subject. But I'm going to stay on with this one. We believe that that's what we should do. We believe that this is the route that we're on, and so we're going to do that. It's on the July the 14th and 15th, and it's an opportunity to give to the work that will specifically enhance the work in Cuba.
Okay.
And so Cuba's having a very difficult time right now. Mm-hmm. The economy is horrible. The electricity is off 15-plus hours a day, more than that. It's just the food shortages. There's medical shortages, medicine, all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And it's a great opportunity to for the pastors, though, and the churches are on fire. Mm-hmm. And so it is exciting. They recently had a revival at the Baptist Seminary there in El Cobre, which means, it's Santiago de Cuba. And anyway, in that area, and I don't know the exact numbers, to be honest, I forgot, but thousands gathered at the seminary there.
Yeah.
And thousands were saved.
Amazing.
It was amazing. Mm. And then we, in just our little time together, and one-on-one witnessing, going to homes, preaching, we saw 72 people come to know Jesus in our little group.
That's something.
And it just story after story that I could share with you this morning. But coming up in July, which is just two weeks away.
Oh, yeah.
It's Monday and Tuesday. It's a Monday and a Tuesday, the 14th and 15th. John Somerville, don't know if Andy, hopefully it'd be both of them, John Somerville, Andy Napier will be here with us during the on-air segments. We'll still have the regular programming going on.
Okay.
And we will talk about the opportunities to give to Cuba Needs Jesus. Now, you pray about that. Let's do this together. Like I told you, we're talking about giving today and even playing some Christmas songs for you. Next one we'll hear is about Winter Wonderland.
No, not really.
Sure.
Okay. The Lord says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it."
God is active in the hearts and lives of our listening family. Thank you, family, for sharing your thoughts with us. Also, thank you for praying, for listening, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Here are today's comments from Missionary Radio's Penned from the Heart.
From Clarksville, I enjoy listening to Missionary Radio. Each and every program is a blessing. May the Lord continue to richly bless you guys as you continue to faithfully follow where He leads. From Princeton, God bless each of you as you continue to put our Lord Jesus front and center. Hope this helps. For Murray, thank all of you for your faithfulness to God and your listeners. I'm one thankful listener. And from Cumberland Furnace, may God richly bless this ministry.
Thank you for sharing what the Lord is doing through the ministry of 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio in your life.
We'd love to hear from you. Please call our testimony and Penned from the Heart line at 270-962-4055.
Write to us at P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241.
And online at missionary.radio.
What can I give Him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet, what can I give Him? What can I give Him? What can I give Him? I can give Him my heart. What can I give Him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet, what can I give Him?
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 What can I give Him? I can give Him my heart.
That's the Discovery Singers' What Can I Give Him?
Merry Christmas.
Do you feel cooler now?
No. but I mean, so we're going to have to break out one dashing through the snow, and we're going to have to go the winter wonderland and all that to cool off a little bit. What do you say?
Well, I mean, you know, if it helps you cool off, I guess. Yeah.
I guess our listener thinks that he has gone crazy. But you know, the truth is, I was not having a little fun, but at the same time, what a great song.
Oh, yeah.
What can I give him? And I don't think that we just need to lock down and think about that only at a certain time.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving comes around, and I love it because we're reminded to be thankful.
Sure.
Christmas comes around, we think about giving.
Yes.
But the need is there all the time.
All the time.
It doesn't change.
That's right.
Yeah. And so the Lord has given us opportunity to give, and we have been sharing here at Missionary Radio, and let me just back up to say that some people say, well, why do you even mention the need? Well, if we didn't mention it, I don't think you would know.
That's true.
If we just say listener funded, and okay, but what does that mean? Mm-hmm. Well, times change, and there are things are changing rather swiftly. Mm-hmm. To those that really support Christian radio, period.
Yeah.
And there's a move, and not to go down this path too quickly or very long, that where you're seeing more and more of the Christian stations are becoming more of a big network, and and the local stations are fading away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's much like, I don't want to compare it to a main street, to the shopping malls or the big box stores, but there's an analogy there.
Mm-hmm.
That the stores down on Main, we all used to talk about, very few of them exist any longer. And those that hang on have had to change the most time what they offer.
Sure.
And so here, when you talk about local, we're talking about right where you live. Does that make a difference?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, it's kind of like this. I use another analogy. I love these national ministries that we air.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say something happens in your church. Even though I enjoy all of these national ministries, most of them anyway, that we air, I don't get to listen to them all, full disclosure. I know what their content is, or they wouldn't be on the air.
Sure, sure.
But I'll tell you this, I listen as much as I can. And then one of the things, if something were to happen to me, would I expect them to come visit me at the hospital?
Mm.
No.
No.
If your loved one is sick, are you going to call them up and say, would you go visit them? No.
No.
If someone dies, are they going to show up at the funeral home?
Mm-mm.
And you say, well, that's ridiculous for you even to say that. Well, there's a thing about being, no, it's not. You think about, there's something about being local.
Yeah.
That's like going out and serving the community in front of a church on a hot day, enjoying the fellowship with brothers and sisters that listen to Missionary Radio.
That's right.
It didn't get any better than that.
Oh, no.
And we were there broadcasting. Now, I was super busy.
Yeah.
But I didn't, so I didn't get to talk that much. I talked some, but the others that were there, the team, were engaged.
Yes.
And that gives you an opportunity to talk to people,
mm-hmm.
to actually see them. And you run into people all over this region, not just, and I'm not going to start naming it all off, wherever you're listening.
Sure.
You'll run into some of us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be out. For example, let's take our Southern Gospel station. Recently, there was a concert with the Isaacs.
Okay.
All right, well, we had some folks there. They're at the Kentucky Opry talking. And we try to get out and about as much as we can.
Sure.
But anyway, my point is that Christian radio has changed a bit, but the message is still pertinent. I want to encourage you. Sometimes we sit there we think, do we say any more? Because after all, we have a spring fundraiser and we have a carathon. What'd you do with the money you got? Well, we only can spend what we get.
That's it.
And I promise you, there is not anything being spent out here, never has been, that isn't essential to the operation.
Mm-hmm.
And summertime came more quickly for us this year.
Yeah.
Now, we've been talking about it, but maybe I haven't been clear enough.
Mm-hmm.
I've just said there's a need, but I haven't mentioned at what level. It's serious.
Serious need.
Okay. And so, so I'm asking you, if you can, to go ahead and send that gift that you've made a faith promise, send whatever you can. But maybe you're in a position where you can give that others can't right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you can. Sure. And that would be super to hear from you. You know, I'll be a full confession here. I check every day multiple times to see if anybody's given online. And it's been less now than it was before, as if I were trying to push it.
Really?
No, it's been amazing to me.
Wow.
And so I'm thinking, well, am I seeing something wrong? We're not trying to offend.
No.
And if we are, that is not ever our intention. And so, but I am a full believer, full disclosure here, that you need, that I've been asked for these last 10 years, don't let it get to where it's almost gone.
Sure.
That I've been asked by our faithful partners not to do that.
Sure.
So I'll send out an email. You'll get that if you're on the email list. It takes a while to turn around and do a full-fledged newsletter, but I see those get wasted a lot and thrown in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if a quick email, we'll send out we'll see an email blast, and we'll send that out to you, or you'll check out social media. We'll say something about it there, and on Thursday Front Porch, I will spend this segment like I'm doing right now to talk to you about it.
Sure.
So has it increased? A little. There have been some, those who are already giving have given more. It's interesting to watch that.
Yeah.
Because they want to make sure it stays.
Sure, sure.
We've had some, I can't put a number because I haven't really calculated. We've heard from some folks we've not heard from in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And we've heard some, not a lot, through some new ones.
Okay.
They're new to us. Maybe you've been listening a long time. We just didn't know it. But new to us in the sense that you gave. Now, if we all would step it up in the summer and just give the real generously here in June and July and August, and maybe get some new partners here.
Yeah.
Well, we won't have to talk about it as much. But right now, if we don't,
true.
I mean, it's just that that's where we are.
Yeah.
Here's how to respond. You go to missionary.radio.
Mm-hmm.
Missionary.radio. You click on support. Mm-hmm. And you can use your debit or credit card. And I know it's working because I tested it.
You want to make sure, right?
I want to make sure.
Okay.
Okay, we're trying to make it easier for you. Go to missionary.radio. You click on support, and you'll see Cornerstone Payment System far left. You can use your debit or credit card, and you can set it up any way that you want. You can mail,
mm-hmm.
and we appreciate that. It's the same as it's always been. It's Missionary Radio, Post Office Box 1029-1029, Hopkinsville 42241. Now, if you'd like to set up a recurring bank draft from your account to ours, that takes a little bit more documentation. But if you go to missionary.radio, click on donate. I said support. I should say donate.
Yeah.
That's the other stations that say support. I made a mistake.
But well, I was going to say something, but you know, you're the boss, so I figured out, well.
Yeah. He doesn't even know we're having Cuba Needs Jesus.
Yeah.
But anyway, you're right. You click on donate, and you go to missionary.radio, click on donate, and Cornerstone Payment System.
Mm-hmm.
Is through the credit card or debit card. Or if you'd like to set up a recurring gift where it's a bank draft of yours to our account, it works. You can choose the 5th or the 10th, I believe it is, and the month. But there's documents to fill out. You can download them there. If you don't have access to the World Wide Web, no problem. Call us after 8 o'clock. Ask for Tammy, 877-885. More likely she'll answer, but if she doesn't, ask for her. She handles that.
Yep.
877-885-9655, 877-885-9655, and we'll get you fixed up. But right now, The main thing is local Christian radio.
Yes.
And I'd like to challenge our listeners to 90.5 FM, all over Western Kentucky, Southeastern Illinois.
Sure.
And wherever you're listening, if you look on, see, so what frequency are we on? If you're listening to 90.5 on the air FM, we need to hear from you.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need to hear from you. It's very important. Mm-hmm. And so, Madisonville, need to hear from you, that area. And Hopkinsville, Fort Campbell, Clarksville, I'm going to tell you, Clarksville roars in.
Oh, yeah, Clarksville.
And Hopkinsville folks do, too.
Yes.
And so we thank you. They're just, we have some committed partners. And partners, pray with us about this. And we've been here before. We're just not getting out of it as quickly as I've seen us in the past. Yeah. It's not nudging yet.
Yeah.
But I believe when you share with folks that, just to be honest.
Yeah, sure, be honest.
And you can't see me, but I hope you're hearing my voice. I'm just sharing with you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Pray with us, and let's do this together. What do you say?
Sounds like a winner. Let's get into Johnny Erickson Tada, Sharing Hope.
I'm Shauna on Johnny Erickson Tada, Sharing Hope, with a story and a poem from Johnny to encourage you.
Some time ago, I was so blessed when a listener on KVIP in Redding, California, sent me a beautiful book of poems. It was written by her great aunt, Zuella, who developed severe arthritis when she was a teenager. Zuella lived way back in the early 1900s. Not a lot of help back then for people dealing with arthritis. Even though Aunt Zuella spent years in a wheelchair, she was a prayer warrior and left the family a treasure of handwritten poems, like this one. She wrote, "I cannot walk as others do o'er earth's grass-tufted sod, but oh, in spirit I can walk as Enoch did with God. I cannot run through field and lane or shaded woodland dim, but oh, with patience I can run the race of life with him. I cannot scale as others do your mountain's lofty height, but I can soar above the world by faith to realms of light. I cannot sail to distant lands to serve my Savior there, but from my wheelchair I can hold the heathen up in prayer. I shall not weep nor mourn my loss, nor try to understand, but smiling, I will lift my face to God and do the things I can." Isn't it fascinating how words written over 100 years ago can still have fresh meaning and application for us? Because I read that poem and I think, that's me. I can't walk or run either. But I will not weep over the things I cannot do. No, I'm going to focus on the things that I can do in my wheelchair, knowing God will bless the effort. Aunt Zuella's poem has ministered to me, and so I decided to share it with my pain pals. I have a group of people I pray for who deal daily with chronic pain, and a lot of their pain, like Zuella's, is due to severe arthritis. Believe me, this group thrives on Christian encouragement. We are always emailing each other verses from Scripture, favorite quotations, articles, and poems like this one by Aunt Zuella. The other day, Nancy, one of the pals, who also deals with painful arthritis throughout her back and hips, Nancy wrote that she'd come to her wit's end. No pain medication, no position in bed, no homeopathic treatment, no surgery had helped. And when I sent her this poem, it blessed her just like it did me. Nancy read those words, "I cannot run through field and lane or shaded woodland dim, but oh, with patience I can run the race of life with him." And what was true for Aunt Zuella back in the early 1900s is true for my pain pals, and it's true for you. Please, if you think you are in a dead-end situation, if pain has ambushed your life, if you, like Aunt Zuella or some of my pain pals like Nancy, are in a wheelchair or even bedridden, do not run away from God. Do not turn your back on him. Remember what Peter said to Jesus in John chapter 6, verse 68. "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Simply put, friend, you have nowhere else to go. Jesus is the only one who can help.
And friend, we want to give you a copy of this beautiful poem by Aunt Zuella. You could put it up on your refrigerator or tack it on your corkboard and let this poem remind you, too, that Jesus has the words of eternal life. Just go to johnnyradio.org today and download your free copy. And then, why not share it on your Facebook page or share it with a friend like Nancy, my pain pal? Because Christian encouragement only works when you pass it along.
The current situation in Cuba is desperate.
No medicine, no food. They don't have power.
That's TWR's Anabel Torrealba.
The young can live, but the old cannot.
And it's getting worse.
I heard about people that are dying because they are so sick or because they get so sad that they stop eating and then they die.
But every night, TWR is broadcasting the hope of Jesus into Cuba.
The only hope they have is that little radio.
And the only Christian radio station that can be heard all across Cuba is TWR.
It's just giving them strength to go through the day.
Cuba needs Jesus. Cuba needs you. Partner today with TWR. Go to CubaNeedsJesus.org.
Join us for Cuba Needs Jesus July 14th and 15th on Missionary Radio. Our Lord Jesus made it clear what our mission is. He said in Matthew 28, 19 and 20, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." One tool we have to get that done in our area is Missionary Radio, and worldwide in our partnership with TWR. I've heard for years how much you appreciate the fact that we're 100% funded by you, our listening partners. You are our only resource, and we believe by our faith in the Lord, you will respond. And that pleases the Lord. Right now, giving is extremely low, and we could use your kindness and help. Go online to missionary.radio, click on donate, and use your debit or credit card through Cornerstone Payment System, or send your gift to Missionary Radio, P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville 42241. Together, we're 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Music and programming to exalt King Jesus.
Missionary.
Missionary Radio.
And that one's not a Christmas song. But anyway.
Well, Brian, we must have messed up then.
Well,
because
I mean,
the first two songs on the front porch this morning were to remind us trying to cool off with some Christmas music.
Hey, I mean, you know, if it works, it works. That's the way I look at it.
I don't think it worked, but it sure got me realizing that 2 months from yesterday's Christmas, in case you're doing a count, and 2 months from the day, yeah, I mean 6 months rather. You have to understand, I'm a little older than I used to be.
Okay.
6 months from yesterday.
Yeah.
And 6 months from the day would be the day after Christmas.
Yeah, that's
true. Would you go along with that?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Finally, Brian Marshall Sidebottom the First agrees with me on something.
I agree with you. I go with you.
Brian, is it okay I share to pray for you today?
Sure.
Yeah, Brian's got a procedure today.
I do. Yeah, I got to have a kidney stone busted up.
So I've just thought that the man is hungry. He can't drink.
Am.
He can't eat.
No.
And he's been looking at me like, I'm going to take that coffee away from you. And he doesn't even drink coffee.
I don't drink coffee, but it looks good.
But he's been watching my coffee cup. Let's pray. I'm going to pray for Brian, okay? Heavenly Father, we are thankful for your presence in this room this morning.
Yes, Lord.
And we enjoy our time on the air. All of us do with Brother Brian. Pray that you'll thank you for the doctors at Jenny Stewart, and thank you, Lord, for all that are part of that ministry there. They're so kind, and we appreciate them. And I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that this procedure will go well and healing will come. And thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, you're more than welcome, so continue to remember Brian Marshall Sidebottom the First.
That's right.
And he's a trooper. He just keeps on like that battery with the bunny. Energizer bunny. Just keep on going.
Just keep on going.
Matthew 6, 1 through 4 says, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. So when you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be honored by men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving will be in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. 1 Corinthians 16, 1 through 2. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I directed the churches of Galatia, so do you also. On the first day of every week, each one of you is to put aside and save as he may prosper, so that no collections may be made when I come. Interesting. 2 Corinthians 8, 9 through 15. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. I give my opinion in this matter, for this is to your advantage, who were first to begin a year ago not only to do this, but also to desire to do it. But now finish doing it also, so that just as there was the readiness to desire it, so there may be also the completion of it by your ability. For if the readiness is present, it is acceptable according to what a person has, not according to what he does not have. For this is not for the ease of others in your affliction by the way of equality, at this present time your abundance being a supply for their need, so that their abundance may also become a supply for your need. That there may be equality, it is written, they who gathered much did not have much, and he who gathered little had no lack. I would like to comment, and I will, but one more.
Okay.
In 2 Corinthians 9, 6 and 7, this I say to you, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully.
Mm-hmm.
Each one must do as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly under compulsion or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Now put all that together. What did you glean, Brian? I know it's hard for you to pay attention. You're so thirsty and hungry. I feel for you. But listening to those scriptures that I've read, anything stand out to you?
You know, I think one of the things that really stands out to me the most is, you know, when we give, we don't boast about it.
Amen.
You know, there is, I've noticed on like social media and stuff like that, somebody will do something for somebody, and they boast about it. We shouldn't boast.
Mm-hmm.
He don't want us to do that.
He doesn't. You're right. And the thing is, Brother Brian, Jesus said, "Not let your left hand know what the right hand does. And therefore, give in secret. He'll reward you openly.
There you go.
But he was addressing the Pharisees and mm-hmm. hypocrites, mm-hmm. as you were saying, being very flamboyant about what they were doing. Say, hey, look at me, look at me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you just got your reward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one thing. Another thing that struck me is that Paul was saying to the church at Corinth, very troubled church, mind you, but they were generous, and they'd mm-hmm. taken a collection. And he's saying, now concerning that collection, he said, do it at the first of the week, so that when I get there, it's like a church taking an offering. So that'll be in the kitty, not that's not a good word, in the storehouse.
Sure.
So that in the treasury, thank you.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So that it will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to constantly ask for it.
True.
You get that concept. Mm-hmm. If we're systematic givers,
yeah,
it'll be there.
Absolutely.
And then he goes on to say, now who is to give? Every one of us is to give as he purposes in his or her heart.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't say those because you don't make much, you don't have to give. He didn't say that. In fact, he gave, it called tithes and offerings.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, be ready to do that and do it with your ability, which God has given. You can't give what you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one of the things that were said by a superintendent and when I was teaching school. He had said at the opening day, year after year after year, year after year, I could almost give the speech. He would say, you only can teach what you know. I thought, yeah. So don't get up there and try to snow somebody.
That's true.
Because the wise kid gets that in the New York Minute.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm trying to tell you, we can only give out of the increase that we have.
True.
That is true. But there isn't an excuse here. Some say, well, since I'm not doing it cheerfully, that excuses me. No, you need to repent.
Yeah.
Because you're not excused from giving.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
It's a condition of the heart.
Yes.
And I found something. I noticed that I didn't get any likes, maybe one, on Facebook yesterday. I don't do it for likes, but I thought that I got one.
Did you get one like?
And zero on our radio page.
Mm-hmm.
Zero.
Okay.
Because it has to do with giving. Martin Luther said, there are three conversions necessary. The conversion of the heart, mind, and the purse.
Well, there you go.
I think everybody's okay with the first two, the heart and mind.
Yeah, but not the purse.
We spend more on dog food than we do on missions.
Yeah.
We spend more taking our fur babies to the vet than we will on missions.
Mm-hmm.
And I love animals. I have them, and you know it.
Oh, yes.
I take care of those animals.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if you're going to get an animal, make sure you can take care of it.
True.
But I will say this. I'm not going to spend more on an animal than I do getting the Word of God out. And if I'm serious about my faith,
mm-hmm.
the number one is going to be giving so that the Word can go.
Absolutely.
And when I hear a ministry that I'm involved in and a ministry that I know is real, if I can't give to all of them.
Sure.
I cannot. That's mm-hmm. why through the church you have a budget.
Yeah.
And they decide as a collective agreement what they're going to give to. Mm-hmm. There might be some special offerings along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we are. we are needing your help. We are a radio ministry, and the emphasis is ministry. Again, it's missionary.radio, missionary.radio. Click on donate.
That's right, donate.
Thank you, Brian. On donate, use your debit or credit card through Cornerstone Payment System. That would be more immediate to us. But if you choose, a mail person comes by your home, he or she will be glad to pick it up. If you got a stamp, send it to Missionary Radio, P.O. Box 1029, 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241. Well, I love to give, and I'm not going to ask you to do something I'm not willing to do myself.
Amen.
You have a great day and Merry Christmas.
Thanks for listening to The Front Porch here on Missionary Radio, and join us again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.